Well, somebody got money to refurnish that.
Okay.
And they've got the front of it done, but I don't know what they're gonna do to the inside. So.
Lots of building around here.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of building.
Yeah.
That reminded me of something. What kinds of preparation do people take around here for the winter? Do they do special things in their houses?
Oh, yeah. They check their furnaces and they check their storm windows,
mm-hmm.
storm doors.
Mm-hmm. Those are important things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if they have these around here. These are things that kids would play on with. It's sort of a board across a beam.
Gates?
A what?
Board across gates or a
well,
beam?
Well, I was thinking about when like.
Teeter totters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something they have around here?
Well, they have some of them.
They still have them?
Seesaws or teeter totters.
Okay. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what a wishbone is?
Yeah. And a chicken?
Yeah?
Sure.
Is it in a turkey too?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's where you take it out and
make a wish, let it dry, and
who gets the wish?
The one that gets the biggest part.
Biggest part, okay. I'm sure there's been times that you've carried a heavy load,
yeah.
Literally. Is that how you would say it? I'm carrying a heavy load, or would you talk about lugging or packing? You think? What would be best for you for? You're lugging something or...
I'd say it's darn heavy.
Okay. Would you use the term tote in that case?
Tote it around?
Yeah.
Oh, not particularly. I think of a tote bag as a small bag to carry my sewing in or something like that.
So actually saying lug or pack would make more sense if it was a heavy thing than tote. Okay. If, when your son was growing up, and he had a special friend of the opposite
girlfriend.
Sex. Is that what you would call a girlfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend, until they got kind of serious, and then maybe fiancé.
That's real serious. Do you have any local parties or fairs, like yearly here? What kinds of things do you have?
The arts and crafts have a fair. I think it's probably a few days now. They sell all kinds of handicraft stuff.
For Christmas.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then the, what is it, the, Rebecca's have a fair, just much the same as that.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs, it's on the avenue, above what used to be, well, it's Jane's Quilting Shop now.
What is the Rebecca's?
The Rebecca's and the Oddfellas are sort of like the Eastern Stars and the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
They're organizations.
Mm-hmm.
They're religious organizations. Mm-hmm. Secret organizations, I guess you'd call them.
Hmm. That reminds me, did your husband then belong to the Masons?
No, he was an Oddfellow.
Oh, okay.
And I never joined the Rebecca's because I was an Eastern Star.
Right.
So he'd go to his Oddfellow meetings and I'd go to my Eastern Star.
So they have some religious affiliation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Religious background, big.
Okay. Would the Rebecca's be Lutheran then? Or?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I think it's just they're Protestant.
Okay.
Again, as opposite to Catholic, you know.
Right. Okay.
What do they call the Catholic religions? I mean, they.
I think that's it.
The Masonic Masons have the Royal Arch, and the Catholics have the Royal. They both have plumes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Darn if I think what it is now. But they're both just organizations.
Okay. Do you have any fairs like